The story around coronavirus is changing a lot, and it's changing quickly, and that can leave a lot of people feeling uncertain or scared. That's an environment that scammers just absolutely love, and of course they're going to take advantage of it. So our next guest has some tips for how to spot coronavirus scams and how to protect yourself and your family from them. Tiffany Bernhardt-Schultz is the Southwest Wisconsin Regional Director of the Better Business Bureau. Tiffany, welcome back to Central Time.
Good afternoon.
Consumers write to the Better Business Bureau to complain about scams all the time. Have you seen a significant increase in complaints during the outbreak?
We've seen a lot of scam calls come in, lots of scam reports across all different areas relating to the coronavirus and COVID-19. So hopefully I can educate some the viewers out there, the listeners, of what's going on in our marketplace right now.
Okay, so let's talk about what some of the coronavirus scams are that have caught your eye so far.
The first thing is spoofing, and that's when you get emails, text messages, and phone calls that look like they're coming from either a government agency, the CDC, the WHO, and these emails or the other forms of communication that you may be getting, they look like it's really coming from that organization, and they want you to read an article on virus prevention tips, or in the latest case, they want you to take a COVID-19 online test, and if you don't do that, they're not willing to give you your stimulus tip or check. Not all of that really works together. If you really think about it, there is no online test for COVID-19. The stimulus checks are not out yet. The government is depositing those right into your account. Nobody should be contacting you for banking account information. All they're looking for is personal information and making it look like it's coming from a reputable agency.
So the main thing is, regardless of the scam, they want you to click on something that will either take you someplace where you'll be asked to give some personal information or introduce a virus or something on your computer. Does that kind of summarize it?
That does summarize it. And when you do click on those links that are unsolicited, they could be downloading malware or spyware to your computer. So you really want to be careful. Just delete unsolicited emails. Don't click on anything and don't download anything to your computer.
You mentioned the federal government's program to send out relief money to Americans. That's coming out soon, hasn't come out yet. What's the most important thing we need to be aware of with scammers trying to use that thing, those relief checks to scam us?
The most important thing is to not give any personal information to people that you don't know, any solicited phone calls, any solicited text messages. That money is being deposited based off of your tax information that was submitted in 2018 or 2019. And if you did not provide a bank account, that money will be mailed to you. So you should be giving no personal information regarding your banking account information to anybody who contacts you.
What about small businesses? What are scammers doing to try to take advantage of small business owners?
Well, you know, it's really across the board. It's everything that the consumers are hearing as well. We're all consumers, regardless if we're a business or not. So we really, really need to be careful. For example, let's talk about online seller-buyer scams. That if you're ordering, supplies for your business, you could be going to a fake website that's out there. There's fake websites that are selling masks, hand sanitizing supplies, wipes, toilet paper, you name it. So you really want to be careful where you're purchasing your items from right now. I know a lot of people are working from home, but there's still businesses out there that are open and operating and still need supplies. So just be very, very careful where you're purchasing your items from. If you can't get it from your regular supplier, don't just turn to an online site. Make sure you check out that online site before you go ahead and click purchase.
We're talking about scams related to the COVID-19 pandemic and with Tiffany Bernhardt-Schultz, the Southwest Wisconsin Regional Director of the Better Business Bureau, trying to get you up to speed on what you need to know to protect yourself. Is this a time when there's so much uncertainty and fear that you would expect to see scammers trying to exploit and that people might be more susceptible than they ordinarily would?
Oh, absolutely. This is a scammer's dream. It is the perfect storm. And every day we're turning around and there's a different scam or several different scams that are popping up in our report. So the scammers live off of consumer fear. And right now everybody is on edge. They're hoping that they do the right thing. Maybe they're believing some, they want to believe something, but you really need to step back and think about who is this information coming from? And you want to get your information from reputable sources. Turn to your local news, turn to the CDC, turn to the World Health Organization. Don't get your information from unsolicited advisors.
What about companies or products claiming to have cures for coronavirus? How do we evaluate those claims?
Well, right now there is no cure for the coronavirus, for COVID-19. That's really what you need to put in the back of your head, that there is no cure. If somebody is coming to you saying, "Hey, here's a cure, here's a prevention, medication," there isn't anything right now. And when there is, everybody's going to know about it because it will be national news. So just keep that in mind, that if somebody is soliciting it to you now, it just doesn't exist.
Well, and there's usually some sort of a thing in there that says, well, the government doesn't want you to know about this. You know, that appeals to conspiracy theorists. Do we know if scammers are targeting specific demographics with their coronavirus scams?
It's all across the board. Everybody is a consumer. Everybody is vulnerable. We just urge all consumers to be very, very careful. There may be different scams that somebody in a different age group may get than you get. However, we're all consumers at the end of the day. So we need to be very, very careful about what we're agreeing to these days, what we're purchasing, what links we're clicking on.
And there's more to this than just scams. There's also the issue of price gouging on things like hand sanitizer or toilet paper. What are you seeing there? What kinds of complaints are you getting?
The number of complaints coming into the BBB, both locally and nationally, are up. We're seeing those become reported across the state of Wisconsin, across the United States. It's coming in hand sanitizer, toilet paper, water, those basic necessities that we take for granted. So, price gouging is illegal in the state of Wisconsin as of March 12th of 2020. If you do see price gouging at a retailer, we highly encourage you to report that to us at bbb.org/complaint. We do need a bunch of information from you, the store where it happened, any photos that you can take, your receipt, anybody you came in contact with while there, and an address of the location. And do keep in mind that when it comes to price gouging, anything over 15% of pre-emergency prices is considered price gouging. So you really want to look at the prices in the area too. If something looks like it's price gouged, but the prices are the same across multiple retailers, it's probably not price gouging. So, but we do encourage you to submit those reports so that we can dig a little bit deeper into it.
What are you watching for next as the coronavirus outbreak continues and as Americans start getting some of their relief money?
Well, scams around that stimulus check are going to be ramping up. So right now, the latest is where they either send you an email to take an online test for COVID-19, or they're not going to give you your stimulus check. That's one of the very latest ones. Another one is calling or texting you for your bank account information so that they can deposit that into your account. So those are the two latest ones that have popped up. But there's going to be more. If the scammers can dream it, they will.
Okay. Thank you so much for sharing this information with us. And again, it's bbb.org. That's the website for the Better Business Bureau. Tiffany, thanks for being with us. Tiffany Bernard-Schultz is the Southwest Wisconsin Regional Director of the Better Business Bureau. She was with us today to talk about how to protect yourself from coronavirus scams and what you need to know about the rules on price gouging.